You know, the Olympics are finally over.
Are they really? I barely knew they were on.
Well, the reason I'm telling you they're over is because you didn't know they had started.
No.
So I figured you would, I would tell you that they were over.
Did I miss anything good?
Well, what's interesting is, I mean, there's a lot that happened during the Olympics. And I think I just suggest you just go Google Beijing Olympics and just read all the drama that took place, mostly revolving around a Russian skater and whether or not she was doping and why she was doping and that sort of thing. But I just don't want you to miss this story because I think this was the most important story of the Olympics completely.
Mm.
There's a guy from Finland. He's a cross-country skier. His name is Remy Lindholm. And he suffered a very interesting injury. Now, you think about skiers and they get, I don't know, rotator cuff or knee injuries or back injuries. No, this guy has a frozen penis.
How does that happen?
Well, yeah, exactly. How does that happen? So, and here's the crazy thing. It's not the first time this happened to him. That's the weirdest thing about it.
Dude, stop making love to the snow. Stop it. Don't, your penis does not go in the snow.
I know you can love your sport, just don't love your sport.
The snow was just so hot. I couldn't help myself. Dude, you've done this before. You know what? I know. I just couldn't stop myself. What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, it's weird because there were other cross-country skiers. He wasn't alone doing this race, but for some reason he's the only one that had a frozen penis. So the race, okay, so here's what happened. He's doing this race. And again, it's the second time this happened to him just this year alone. He was 28th in the race, and it was this cross-country skiing thing they were doing, but it was negative 17 degrees. And I guess he wasn't dressed properly. Everybody else was. He actually had put a heat pack in his underwear.
No, I think it was snowing, and somebody said, ah, fuck this snow, and he went...
Okay, I guess I will. It's been a lonely time here.
Okay, he said so, but it's happened twice this year.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
The kind of thing. Yeah, that's the kind of thing. If it happens once, if one time your dick gets frozen, you're like, yeah, never again. I'm avoiding that at all costs. Not mm-hmm. this guy. He just, in fact, there's photos of him. I don't know whether this is part of the training, whether he was like training his genitals or whatever, but there's actually photos of him relaxing in the snow in his underwear. He's laying in his underwear, and there's another one where he's training in his underwear. So clearly, he enjoys exposing himself to the elements.
Well, then that, he gets what he deserves. Because if that happened to me once, you would never see me leave the state of Florida, ever. No, right. You have to come to New York. No, never going to happen. Not going to happen again.
So here's what they say. They say the thin suits and underlayers worn by racers, as well as plasters that cover their face and ears, offer very little protection when the conditions are harsh like this, you know, below negative 17 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But competitive cross-country skiers manage to keep warm by generating body heat as they race. So a condition like that, that would normally cause hypothermia to everybody else, doesn't cause it in these people because they're working out real hard. They know how to warm up. Maybe because the guy was 28th in the race, he was going too slow and not burning enough calories and not getting warm enough.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But the fact that this happened to him twice, you know, once I'm like, oh my God, twice? Come on, that's on you now, dude.
Do you get gangrene? Or does it like turn colors? What happens?
Well, no, it's just, it's frostbitten. It's like as if you would, like hypothermia. But then, you know,
I don't want to go outside ever again.
No, but then you can, you warm it back up. You know, you stick it in some hot water.
Like an Indian burn.
Right? You get like a significant other who's willing to be there for you during the cold times.
Well, I'm never skiing again. I've never heard of this. I'm not going outside if it's under 50. That scares the crap out of me. Just things I've never heard of before.
Yeah. I've had like toes get cold and the tip of my nose and my ears. But by then I go in. Like I go inside or I bundle up a little bit more. This guy, I mean, by the time your genitals are completely frozen that you can no longer feel them, you're in the wrong business. Like maybe professional athlete is not the title for you.
So you've been that cold outside before?
Of course, who hasn't?
Me?
Well,
I mean, right now it's like 70 today, so tomorrow's going to be 73.
There's times that it's very cold and you underestimate how cold it is, or you're outside and, you know, you have everything with you. You just haven't bundled up because you didn't realize how cold it was, or it gets colder as you're out, or when the wind blows, like you're like, oh, it's not so bad. And the wind blows and you're like, holy schniggles, like this is awful.
Yeah, there was my whole life is me leaving my house, going to my garage, getting in my car, and then going to work and running from the parking lot to the door. So I'm not outside that often.
Right.
And the one time I was at Jamaica Station and it was blowing so hard, I thought I was going to die. I've never experienced anything like that before. But I didn't have frozen penis.
You weren't out long enough. You might have had frozen penis.
I thought I did. I thought everything in my body was frozen that day. That was crazy. That was, I got the word. It's like, it's going to be a nor'easter. I was like, I don't know what that is. That can't be
I'm
that
from
bad.
South Carolina. What does that even mean?
That can't be that bad. Oh, right, my
it's
God.
It's got Easter in the title. It must be like jelly beans and chocolate. This can't be bad at all.
And it's nor. So it's not nor. I don't know what that means. That means it's good. It's nor'easter. Okay. But dear God, if you've never experienced one of those before.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah. This guy experienced it more than once.
On Mr. Winky.
Yeah. On Mr. Winky. Yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, at that point you go, you know what? Maybe there's a spring and summer sport for me. Maybe I should do the Summer Olympics next time.